Good morning, good morning. Welcome once again to another episode of Live from My House. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for being with me on the broadcast, getting everything set and ready to roll. I want to welcome you to another broadcast here live, coming to you live. Hey, son, God bless you. My boy is on the live broadcast. Give me some cup of coffee. Oh my gosh, that's good coffee. Good coffee. Let me turn that up so I can see you guys good. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Grace. Good morning, Jewel. Good morning, Ashton. Good morning, all 26,000 of you friends on TikTok. Thank you so much for joining me. Nurse Gaming, God bless you. Good morning. Good morning. Hey, we are literally 4 days away from Christmas morning. Christmas morning. We are 4 days away. Oh my gosh. Let's see here. There we go. Got the proverb of the day, getting ourselves together. Hey, everybody. Thank you guys so much for watching me here on the broadcast, coming to you live and direct from my house. Got a Psalms and a Proverbs for you. Hope you guys are prepared. Those of you that are watching on TikTok, if you see me look up and to the right, just want you to know that I have this audience that's on my camera. Show you my rig. There's my broadcast, my ring, and my camera. You guys say hi to each other. Hey, how you doing? Well, puppet ministry came out in me. Do you like vehicles? I love vehicles. I love all kinds of cars you don't even know. Somebody asked me that on TikTok. All right. God bless you guys. Yeah. Why don't you hit share? Thank you so much, Jeff, for hitting share. It's such a blessing. Who do we have here? Well, who we got here? Rattling. God bless you. Good morning to you. Good morning. Renault. Good morning. God bless you. Thank you for being with us here on the broadcast. Such a joy to see y'all here. Hit share if you get a chance. We're going to get right into this game and have a good time. Got to work on mine. Norse, what kind of vehicle do you have? Let me know. We'll see what we can do to help guide you along the way. Hey, so proverb of the day, you ready? Remember, it is December 21st. So we're reading out of Proverbs 21. Verse 23 says, "He who guards his mouth and his tongue guards his soul from trouble." Ooh, he who guards his mouth and his tongue guards his soul from trouble. You ever trouble your soul? You know, that's one of those things that you have so much regret, sorrow, and you wish that you didn't say what you said. That's not good. He who guards his mouth guards his heart, his soul from trouble. And then let's see here. Let's do a Psalms of the day. I didn't get it ready, but I got it. But I got a good one right here. I have a good Psalms right here, nice and worn out. And it's found in Psalms 35, 27. Let them shout for joy and rejoice who favor my righteous vindication. And let them say continually, the Lord be magnified who delights in the prosperity of his servant. Wants you to prosper. He wants you to prosper. My friend at Norris, you got a little bit of issues there with the alignment parts on the front end on your 2003 Ford hatchback. We'll talk about that. Give me some time. Oh, that's a lot of work. I think you'll do okay, though. You will do okay. Well, all right. Good morning, Annette. God bless you. God bless you. Good morning. Good morning. So guarding your mouth, he who guards his mouth, that's what the Proverbs of the day says. He who guards his mouth, he who guards his mouth and his tongue guards his whole soul. You know, Paul makes this statement in the scriptures. He says, our tongue is a tongue of fire that can move a big ship like a rudder. Our tongue is like a tongue of fire that can move a big ship like a rudder. Bettina, God bless you. Good morning. You're with us in the morning. What you doing up so early, girl? And so with the things that we say and the things that we do, the way we say it can actually transform and change the way we're going, the things that we're doing, you know. And God bless you, Marty. God bless you. So I think today, I think what God wants us to do with the proverb is watch what you say. Talk good. You need to talk good because it'll set your soul ablaze. Oh, my gosh. This coffee is so good this morning. I hope you guys got your own. And, hey, for those of you who don't know, we got our Christmas tree set up because you don't see any Christmas in the background. I got our Christmas tree all set up and everything. And we're all set and ready for Christmas. Are you guys ready for Christmas? Hey, let me know what you'll be doing at Christmas. I'm just curious. Want to be able to talk a little bit about that. Are there any relationships that you need to mend, the things that you've said you wish you didn't say? Are there any that you found yourself, you wish you didn't say something? I'll tell you a story in a minute. Oh, Tim's got rotary. Tell Tim good morning. Good morning. Let him know that I was thinking about him. Also prayed for him. Mary, good morning, Mary. God bless you. Good to see you. I watched you with Pastor Juan singing and everything. So beautiful. You guys do such a good job. I enjoy it. I love what's happening there at the church there. I pray that God continue to bless you. Bless everything that you guys are doing. Such a blessing to be able to see what the Lord is doing with people from all over the valley. You know, watching the valley, there's I'm finding that as I watch the valley, I'm finding that the valley needs such a level of growth, such a level of prosperity. You know, this Psalms where it says, "Let them shout for joy and rejoice." Who take pleasure he says, let them say continually, the Lord be magnified, who delights in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall declare thy righteousness and thy praise all day long. The things that we say and the things that we do and the way we say it, we need to be able to say that, let the Lord be magnified, who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. He wants us to say that continually. It's almost like a thanks. Norris, I tell you, if you have your tongue on right and you talk good over your cars will last you a long time. I'm going to give you a story, Norris, because I've had a lot of cars. I ran that account, probably 100 cars in my life, easily 100 cars. My boys have had cars before they even had driver's license. And there's something that I learned when I was a young man. I used to love picking up my daddy's cars. When he was done with the car and instead of him trading it in, I wanted to buy that car because this car's never broke. This car's never had any problems. I buy a car and it would break. And my dad had this thing that he would tell me sometimes. He said, the reason why your cars break because you keep listening to rock and roll. That's what he would tell me. And I didn't think that's what it was, but that's what he thought it was. And all that matters is that he was the one saving me. So I'd listen to what he said, but I noticed his cars never broke. So I started buying his cars. And when I started buying his cars, I never had any problem with them. And then when I went to go sell the car, I always made money. And I realized what it was. You got to talk right over your vehicles. You got to talk right over your house, talk right over your job, your business, your body. You got to talk right over it. I have a young man in the church right now who's going through some issues and he's talking over his body. I encourage him, talk over your body. And I began to see, he's looking really, really good. The issues that you can see, they're getting better and better. See, if the tongue causes a flame of fire, it causes anger and moves a big ship. If a tongue can hurt your soul, and here it says your tongue shall declare righteousness, I think we got to watch what we're saying. I think we better pay attention to the things that we're saying. What are we saying? How are we saying it? We got to recognize, let's talk right. Let's not be negative. Don't be negative about anything that you're doing. Don't be negative about what you're thinking about. Don't be negative at all. Rosalinda, good morning. God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. I received that. Amen. Let's see here. Ah, Bettina says, I still remember you praying over my very first car. That's right. That's so good. You know, I do that. I tell everybody who comes to the church and they get a new car, I said, bring the car over. I'm going to pray over it. Come on, Norris, I'm going to tell you something. This actually works. You talk over your car. You know, the Bible says, call those things that be not as though they were. In other words, talk like the way you want it, not the way it is. You know, there's all these even books, people that don't even believe in God. They think you can call the universe and call because they found that there's a real power to the things that we say and how we say it. So we got to recognize, we got to talk good over things, and you watch what God will do. Rachel, good morning to you. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. God bless y'all. Hit share. Everybody hit share right now, and let's invite a big audience in this morning. I'm only going to be with you maybe another 15 minutes, and so let's just get together. Thank you guys so much for sharing the love on TikTok. You guys hitting those hearts are blessing me so much. I thank every one of you. Wrigley, God bless you. Thank you for being with me. All 26,000 of you on TikTok, hit subscribe too if you can. And those of you watching online, hit subscribe. And so that way you get the notification whenever I'm on live. I come to you live every morning, Monday through Friday, try to do it the best I can from 6:30 to 7 o'clock in the morning. And what you see crawling down on the bottom, those of you on TikTok can't see it, but down on the bottom of my screen, what you're seeing right there is an announcement to download TVer application. I want to talk to you a little bit about that. I have a dear friend, just such a sweetheart, named Tina, and she's from Germany. And we met probably about a year and a half ago or so. She came by the church, talked about her business, prayed for her. And now she's been coming and visiting with us, and she's been part of the fellowship. And we're such a joy to see her. She's got a big smile, really taking in all the words that are being spoken. And she's on her trip, and she says, I'm going to be watching you live. While I'm over there at Christmas time with the family, I'm going to be watching you live on YouTube and Facebook and everywhere else. And this application TVer that I wrote in 2020, I wrote it so that way we're protected, that not anybody can take it away from us. The social medias do things what's called gating, or they restrict it. They restrict who watches and who broadcasts. You say certain words and the algorithm no longer pushes your message. And the whole agenda of the algorithms is to get as many audience as they can to one location. Well, it's set up in two fashions. Number one, keep pushing till somebody catches it and they begin to recognize that they like watching. Hit subscribe, hit subscribe, hit subscribe. And then they stay. Whenever you do hearts and the algorithms of the thumbs up and all that good stuff, all that tells the algorithms you're interested in what is being said. And so what happens sometimes is when you don't hit subscribe or you don't put a comment, then you're not notified. After a while, it quits sending you notifications. That's what it does. It quits sending you notifications. Why? But you still want to watch it, or you still watch it. It's just the way the algorithm works. It works that way. It's all written inside the computer program. But then the second way that it works, if the platform does not want to give the attention to a certain topic or certain community, then what it does is it says, when they say these words, they're called trigger words. When they say these certain words, then don't push the notification. Don't push this program or this person to go build a bigger audience. And what that does is it restricts it. It restricts that person from building the audience that they should, or the on bring together the people that are interested in it. It eliminates that. I know some people say, what about freedom of speech? Well, on their side, they say, we're not stopping them from saying. All they're really doing is stopping people from hearing. Freedom of speech does not stop people from talking, but it can. There's no law that stops people, that restricts the ability to speak to people. So there's no law that says they have to help push your broadcast out there. That's what happens. Good morning, Elizabeth. God bless you. Thanks for being with us. Joel, God bless you. Good morning. Thanks for being with us. Marla Tucker, God bless you. Welcome, 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 welcome. God bless you. Rachel, yes. And Rosalinda, God bless you. So what we did is I created TVer because I had my YouTube channel was 200,000 subscribers. I had 200,000 subscribers on my personal YouTube account. I had about 50,000 followers on my Facebook account. I had Twitter with 225,000 followers on those three accounts. Had almost 1 million people that could hear whatever I was doing. And whenever I would broadcast, it would go crazy. It always went crazy. And then what happened was the 2016-17 election. When that happened, I was livid about politics, livid. I hated the direction the government was going. And I said what we needed to do was we needed to vote to push this thing overboard. Now, I'm not getting into politics. I'm just telling you a story, okay? And so I said, we need to push this government overboard. I said, I'm going to find the worst politician ever, and I'm going to propagate that everybody needs to vote on that person that will destroy and finish, just kind of tip us over the edge. And so Hillary was running for office, so I started propagating Hillary. And I'll be honest with you, during that time, I saw my numbers go up. But then when Trump got into the office, I happened to be there in New York City and was invited and participated in him coming down the escalator. And I represent a large Spanish community. And when I started promoting that, I saw my numbers tick down. People quit watching. Started going down. A couple of times my Facebook page wouldn't even work. My live broadcast stopped working. And the next thing I know, I was down on my Facebook. I probably had about 1,000 followers. On my YouTube, they brought me down all the way to 27. Not 27,000, 27 subscribers. From 220,000 to 27 subscribers. I didn't know that's what was happening. I had no idea that's what was happening. And all my social medias began to drop. And then one day I'm driving and my wife calls me and says, honey, the FBI is at the door. I said, what? Why would the FBI want to talk to me? So I said, and I figured if the FBI wanted to talk to me, they know exactly where to find me. These are all trigger words that ruin my broadcast. So don't go away. Don't go away. So I told the agent over the phone, I'll be there. Come on over in the morning, 10 o'clock, and we'll talk. And so sure enough, he did. He and his sidekick. And they came and started asking some questions. Oh, the way they were talking was so puffery. Full of puffery. Oh, weren't you the inventor of streaming media? Didn't you do that? I mean, they were, we just wanted to see, you know. We understand that you invented internet streaming media. And then when was the first years you ever started streaming media? And I just kind of looked at them and I knew better because I knew that they were on a fishing expedition. Everything I did, I always put on YouTube. So I'm sure they watched all my YouTube videos. And I said, well, go on my YouTube and watch my YouTube video. It's in there. Well, what date was it? I said, I don't remember. It was right. They said, why don't you remember? It's such an important date. And I said, I can't remember where I put my keys this morning. You want me to remember that? I don't know. You got to go to my YouTube page. And whatever my YouTube page says, that's what it is. Because I put everything on YouTube. And but these guys kept asking me all these questions. Then they started baiting me on this other stuff. It says, we understand that you have a platform that you're streaming and you're selling internet channels and so forth. I said, no, I'm not, which I wasn't. And I was an inventor of the very first streaming media platform for live streaming media channels. But I knew that you needed to get license rights from every one of the networks because I owned at the time two television networks and I would make everybody sign and pay me licensing rights. So the very same business meeting, that business motto that the cable company uses was the same process that I was using. So there was absolutely nothing illegal with what I was doing. I was actually the first internet cable system and all that's still out there. And they kept trying to get me to admit to some things. And some things that they were trying to get me to admit to was probably true, but I didn't want to say anything because I knew that there's a 7-year statute of limitations that if I did something per se, if I did something I shouldn't have done, 7 years had already gone by. I've been out of that business for so many years, but I had it all put on YouTube and they knew it. They knew where the videos were, but they knew that they were not in that 7-year window. And because they can, you know, the government can draw you into court. If you can't afford the attorneys, you're going to be found guilty. And I didn't want to put any money towards any attorneys just to defend that I didn't do anything wrong. And so I just kept saying, I don't know. I don't remember. It's on YouTube. I kept saying all that. And all that, all my social media completely collapsed. All that whole challenge. At the end of the day, I'll tell you how the story ended. We were together for about an hour and a half or so in front of the house. My wife wouldn't let us into the house. God bless her. And then after they were done, they tried to drill me on some tough questions, you know, some things like if I broke the law or something, which I didn't. And I answered everything. And they said, all right, well, thank you for your time. And I kid you not, if you know who Columbo is, that's what they did to me. Columbo was that detective that when he was done questioning, he would like walk out. And right before the door closed, he would say, oh, and one more thing. And that last question was really why he was there, even though he said all this other stuff. Well, these two FBI agents were walking down the street, walking down the sidewalk in the front of my house, and they stopped and they pulled a Columbo on me and they go, oh, one more thing. And they gave me this yellow folder, which I saw the lady with it that whole time. She said, I want you to know, this is a subpoena for all your computers, all your hard drives, all your cell phones, every bit of technology that you have, and it's going before a grand jury, and we're subpoenaing all your equipment. And that's really why they were there. Because I had a technology and internet streaming company. I had this business and they thought they were going to find something illegal. And I look at this thing, it's about that thick, a subpoena for all that. I'm like, I'll tell you the first thing that I thought. I knew I hadn't done anything wrong. So I wasn't afraid about that. But I was thinking, this is my phone. I do all my business with my phone and you want my phone. You're subpoenaing my phone that I have to deliver to you and certify that I'm giving you all my phones. I said, how am I supposed to do my business? And my business was consulting, had my phone number on it. It had everything on, but they wanted this. Even if I wiped it out, it's still on there. All that information never goes away off that phone. All my computers, my laptop, that's where my business is. You want my laptop? How am I going to do that? And I was going to have to hire an attorney, which I called an attorney. And I was going to have, they said, we can defend this and we can do this, blah, 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 blah. I have to go to Washington, D.C. That's $1,000 every time. $1,500 hotel stay, food, all that, every single time, just to tell them I don't want this phone costs $1,000. So I said, you know what? I packed up everything. I packed up all my computers, every one of them. I took the hard drives out of the computers and packed off. I gave them everything. I gave them love letters to my wife. I gave them emails of people that call me for prayer, and all my messages, I didn't wipe out. I didn't delete a single thing. I left everything open. I wrote down all my passwords, every one of my passwords. I wrote them all down. I didn't change them. I went and I bought me a new phone so that way I can have my phone number on another phone. And I gave them all my equipment, thousands and thousands of dollars I had to give to them. They did nothing with it. They didn't say nothing. They didn't ask me questions. I never heard from them again. And I never got my equipment back. I never got my phones back, my computers back. I never got any of it back. It cost me hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars, probably almost $1,500 just to ship it all out, everything that I had. I never got it back. I never asked for it back. I never got it back. They never called me. They never called me. What was going on? It was only a harassment. That's all it was. That's all it was. I can say that today. It was just to harass me because of all the things that I was doing on social media for political reasons. That's why you ask me stuff, politics. You can talk to me privately about politics all you want, but you want me to give you my opinion on media? I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to put my opinion. I'm not going to help or hurt a single political party. Because that's the world that we live in right now. That is our country. And somebody says, no, pastor, you need to fight. No. The thing my dad used to say, justice for all, as long as you can afford the attorney. I got a choice. I got money. Am I going to spend my money winning souls or defending myself with a court? I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in having to defend myself that I'm innocent. Because in this nation, you think you're innocent till proven guilty. That's not true. You're guilty the moment they subpoena you. You're guilty the moment they arrest you. You're guilty the moment that they take you. And now you have to prove that you're innocent. You see that? So that even that statement, you're innocent till proven guilty, it's not true. That's a lie. Used to be that way. It's not like that anymore. Everything switched. Everything changed. So they arrest a person and they accuse a person. They subpoenaed all my computers. They subpoenaed my phones and everything. And in their eyes, I'm guilty. Until I prove that I was innocent, what I did is I gave them all my phones, let them say, look, you find whatever you're looking for in there. I don't care because what's in there is not what you're thinking. And so they saw everything. And I live a transparent life. Everything that I did in media, in broadcasting, business, I put out a press release. That right there, I'm going to tell you right now, greatest thing is transparency. My life is an open book. Anybody who gets to know me, I always say this, ask me anything. You can ask me anything. If I feel it's personal, and the only thing that's personal is my relationship with my wife and many things between me and my kids, or if I'm counseling somebody. Other than that, you want to know how much I weigh, how old I am, what do I like to do for hobbies, where do I like to go? You ask me anything you want. I don't care. I don't care. I'll answer. Doesn't matter, because I live a transparent life. So that way, if this scripture that I read today, that these things, that my mouth, the things that I say, I shall have. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. An evil tongue hurts your soul. That's why I have to be kind. I love being kind. I don't like lying. I don't lie because I can't remember a lie. I can remember the truth. And even then, it's getting harder and harder to remember true things sometimes. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So that's the world that we're living in today. And so now I decided I'm building TViewer, my own platform. So that way Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, well, now it's not Twitter, it's X. And all those other platforms, they can't stop me from saying whatever it is that I want to say. Now, you want to hear what I'm going to say politically? You got to find it there. You want to see what I'm going to talk about? I'm in about real dollars and cents and religion and the gospel and all that real deep stuff. You're going to find it there on Twitter. I mean, on TViewer. So you download the TViewer app and become a subscriber. It's a $9.95 subscription. And I have to charge. Let me tell you why I have to charge. People say, why don't you give it for free? Because I have one channel on there that's free. So there's one channel that I'll never charge for. It's called Clark Ortiz TViewer Founder. And you'll see the whole channel with a bunch of programs. All those things are free. But the other ones are subscription-based. And the reason why it's subscription-based is, watch this. This is a crazy thing about our law. If I say wrong things and if I say lies and if you pay to listen to it, I'm not guilty of it. Isn't that stupid? Isn't that ridiculous? So they you can't be charged. If you're charging for a service that's propagating a certain message and somehow it's found out to be false, as long as the people were paying for it, that means that's a willful contract to receive. That means they were paying to receive it. That's why there's a lot of things going on the internet that they try to get your money because they're actually found innocent because you paid them. It's sad, but it's one of the loopholes that they use. But I'm charging $9.95. Now you can listen to anything I got to say, and I have no problem. I got no fear of anything. I got no fear of repercussion. I got no fear of having to defend myself at all. Number two, the money that comes in to TViewer, I use it to propagate the ministry. We're going to be producing movies, TV shows, game shows. Netflix does it with the money that you pay them. How many of y'all pay for Netflix? Come on down below. Put it on there. We'll pay for Netflix. How many of y'all pay for it? Let's see here. There's some people asking some good questions over here on TikTok. Elizabeth, well, people don't care about people who are arrested. And the state, that's right. Call their head. That's right. We're all one step away from lockdown. Right? Probably so. What seems like that would be worse. No, yeah. No, so here's what I did. So I have the TViewer, my own platform, TViewer. That's my platform. And I got on the bottom of my name right there, TViewer. Download the app. The download is free. And you can register for free. And there's a whole channel there that's free. But I have seven channels that are on there, seven of them. And I have movies and all that other stuff that's coming. And those things will be there soon enough in 2023. And there'll be advertisements and all that. I'm going to put highway boards and newspaper ads and radio ads everywhere. And I'll be charging $9.95 a month per subscriber because I'm collecting the revenues from it. And I will be investing it with producers, movies, those that are creating quality shows. I'll be investing all of that into their business so that way they can produce some good stuff. Yep, you pay Netflix. I know I pay Netflix too, Alex. I pay Netflix. I don't have a problem with that. And same thing, you need to download TVer and pay $9.95. And the difference now, Netflix uses your subscription fees, of course, for their billions and billions and billions of dollars net worth, but they use it to produce other content. And that's what we're going to be doing. Elizabeth, you canceled Netflix. That's all right. So then your other platforms, the worst one is cable. If you pay for cable, you're paying $100 to $250 a month to the cable company. If you deduct what you're paying for the streaming, because you got to have that no matter what, it's about $50 for streaming average bill. Everything else you're paying for is cable. You're paying licensing fees and you're paying for channels. You are paying for channels that you don't even watch. Every single channel on the cable system charges what's called a licensing fee every single month for the same reason that I explained to you why I'm charging. The exact same reason. And they charge pennies. I used to charge 8 cents a home per month, 8 cents a home. People say, well, what's that? Well, if I got a million homes and I'm charging 8 cents a home, I got $80,000 coming to me every single month. Every single month. If I have a million homes, I have 5 million homes at the time. 5 million homes charging 8 cents a home. Do the math. And so, and even that, I had problems with the cable company and not cable. I had problems with a thief, a cult company that stole from me. And so when you're in business, you got to be so aggressive. And that's why I said, you know, I'm just going to own everything myself. I'm not gonna try to align myself with that. I aligned myself with a Christian company one day. I'll tell you that story. And I've said it before. But I said, that's it. That's what TVer is about. TVer is that we're building our own platform. And you could be part of this TVer. You build your own platform. And you're going to you pay $9.95 a month. And you can watch the content that's on it. And I know you'll enjoy it. Amen. All right, guys. That's my story. I thank you guys for being with me. Let me pray for you and let me get your day going. And we're going to turn you loose. TikTok, I'm going to stay with you after I go off the broadcast with the rest of my crew here. And I'm going to stay on here with TikTok. I went a little long today. My granddaughter is, of course, they don't have school now because it's Christmas holiday. And so I don't have anybody telling me it's time to go. Nobody's telling me. So we got a little extra time here. Let's pray and go before the Lord. Let me set your day so that way you have a great day. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my friends right now. I ask you to be with them. I ask you to bless them in Jesus' name. Cover them with your precious blood. Protect them everywhere that they go. Father, put the full angels around them and protect them that when they go into the workplace, that no harm will come their way. Put angels around about them. Father, we go to battle alone with the truth of your word, and we put on peace as shoes, and we put on a breastplate of righteousness and a helmet of salvation. We take up the shield of faith that we can quench every fiery darts of the evil one. And we pray for Israel. We pray for peace in Jerusalem. And we ask you to be with us everywhere that we go, that we're protected everywhere we go, and prosper us spiritually, physically, socially, mentally, and financially. And Father, we just receive this right now. Bring us home safe in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Elizabeth, TVer is spelled T-V-U-E-R. TVer. It's my name, registered trademark, T-V-U-E-R. It's my own name, TVer. TVer. T-V-U-E-R. Download the app, T-V-U-E-R, in all the app stores. The only app store it's not in right now is if you have an Android phone, a Google phone. That one I'm having to provide extra documentation. They want extra documentation in there before they'll put my app up. And so we're providing it, just taking a little bit of time to get all that paperwork, the legalities. Might not be till about February before it's done. But if you can, it would be awesome if you can download that application. You learned a lot this morning, Mary. Yeah. It's crazy. Crazy business. God bless you. Hey, Michael, how you doing, my brother? Good morning, Brother Michael. God bless you. As you have a great day, covered by the blood of Jesus and all protected in Jesus' name. All right, guys, I love you all so much. I'm going to turn you guys loose. Remember, real quick, this Sunday we're going to have our Christmas play. Please be there. They work so hard, and we have plenty of seats for you. And they, all the kids are so happy to be able to do the presentation. We got probably, I don't know, about 50, 60 people in the play. It's going to be beautiful. The screen started going up last night. I got some pictures I'll be putting on social media today. And then we're going to get everything up and running and tested and rolling. And I'll be so excited to be able to see this thing done. The screen is bigger than what anybody's ever thought, even me. It's a big screen. And I can't wait to tell you what we're going to be doing with the screen the coming year, 2024. There's a lot happening in 2024. Don't miss out. I might have to do a lot of broadcasting. Hey, if you want to support the ministry, if you can, I want to encourage you to support what we're doing. Let me put it on here. Right there. There we go. Just go over to Cash App, help support King Jesus Television Network. Go to Cash App, $GiveCenter. I encourage you to send a donation in that we can help build this television network. We're building our own TV network called King Jesus Television Network. I have a lot of preachers. I got the 700 Club, and we have it 700 Club Español. We have CBN. We have all the old preachers. We got a lot of old preachers that are on there. Got my dad's program is going to be coming on here pretty soon. And then, of course, all my messages are on there. And then we have news, and we have movies. It's a whole entertainment television network called King Jesus TV. And so if you would like to support, send a Cash App, send an offering, $OMG Inc., OMGINC. Send the best that you can, 5, 10, 50, 100, 1,000, a million. Send a million, I'll fly, go pick it up. Anyway, I want to thank you guys so much for being part of the broadcast this morning. And remember, till next time, Jesus loves you, and so do I. Hey, go take on today. Hey, guys.